Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Movies in the Meal, a podcast where we talk about movies and other things while we eat. I'm your co-host, Ben, and in this TV Talk episode, we will cover the Amazon Prime series Paper Girls, which dropped its first season on July 29th. Now, this series is based on a comic book that was written by Brian K. Vaughan and illustrated by Cliff Chang, and it focuses on four young girls who, while out delivering papers during the dark morning hours of the Halloween in 1988, unwittingly get caught in a conflict between warring factions of time travelers. And for the rest of the series, the four main leads, who are played by young actresses Cameron Jones, Riley Nillette, Sophia Rosinski, and Finistraza, have to figure out a way to get themselves home from some various time jumps, and also reconcile what their expectations are as 12-year-old girls in 1988 with what becomes of them in the future. Now, I was curious about this series having read the comic book, and I was pretty pleased on how it turned out. I think if you watch the trailer for this show and you see four young girls riding around on bikes and it's set in the late 1980s, it's obvious to compare it to Stranger Things, the hit Netflix series, but I will note that this comic book actually came out in 2015, so that predates Stranger Things. Now, that mouthful of a premise that I explained, that's pretty much crammed into the first maybe 30 minutes of the pilot episode. And after that, it really becomes more of a character study again, how these four girls are trying to deal with being 12 and what their expectations are for the rest of their lives, and then having to confront where they actually are. Now, if you're looking for star power or recognizable folks, I think the only person you might know would probably be comedian Ali Wong. I will note that this is pretty much an all-female cast. Besides those four young actresses that I mentioned, you have Adina Porter, who is kind of one of the protagonists. And then I think the only real main, if you want to call him that, male lead is Nate Cordry, who is someone that the four girls cross paths with later on. Like I said, having read the comic book and watching the series, I enjoyed how they actually diverged. You know, Amazon Prime has had some luck recently with translating comics into very viable, popular TV properties. We have Paper Girls. The third season of The Boys just wrapped up, and hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll get the second season of Invincible, the cartoon. And I appreciate that the creators of this TV series kind of took the elements they thought were interesting in the comic book, and then they took it in a different path. You know, I'm recording this on August 9th, and it's going to come out on August 10th, and I think the buzz on this show has been pretty good. I think the ratings have been pretty strong, both critically and with the audience, but I haven't necessarily seen any news that the show has been renewed for a second season. I think it deserves it, honestly. I really enjoyed the cast there. Again, with those four young actresses, I think they all get to do something. Their characters are all explored. They all have their own little mini arcs where they can kind of spread their wings and maybe show their acting chops a little bit. I think as much as Stranger Things leans into nostalgia, especially for the 80s, you don't really get that in this. So to wrap it up, basically, if you enjoy time travel hijinks, if you enjoy coming-of-age stories, or just like four young kids who are bonding in the same way that draws people to things like Stand By Me, or even, I guess the other contemporary besides Stranger Things, Kids on a Bikes would be it. I think you will like this one. Definitely, I don't know if it's necessarily a kid show, because everybody drops the F-bomb pretty liberally in this. There's not a lot of like sex, or surprisingly enough for a time traveling adventure, you don't really get a lot of action set pieces or really like scary things. Like I said, they choose more to focus on how the regular person would kind of deal with the fact that you're out of time and trying to understand everything and seeing how your life might have turned out from versus what your expectations are. I don't give full ratings to TV shows, but I would definitely recommend you check this TV series out for sure. And cross your fingers, and hopefully we'll get an announcement soon that a season 2 is going to happen. Well, I think it's time to wrap this episode up. You can always message us. We're at moviesinthemealog@gmail.com. We're on Movies and a Meal at Twitter, and we're on various different podcast platforms, including Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. So, and if you like it, give it a review. But again, Amazon Prime, you can watch the entire season of Paper Girls starting now, and I recommend you do. But for this episode of Movies and a Meal, I'm Ben. See ya.